This is Rabbi Nathaniel Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, January 11th, 2018. We'll learn the second to fifth Mishnayos, third chapter of Mishnah Nazir. Mishnah Bet, right, talks about somebody who takes upon themselves two consecutive periods of Nazirus. Mishnah Nazir, Shtei Naziruyot, right? Somebody takes a vow of two Naziruses. So each one's 30 days. So migalechas harishona yom shloshim v'yachad. You finish your 30 days. On day 31, the day after your Nazirus, you shave and bring your sacrifices. V'es hashnia, the second yom shishim v'echad. You do the second shaving sacrifices on day 61. Right, that is because day 31, in addition to being the days you bring the sacrifices and shave after the first one, it also counts as the beginning of the second one. Right, so you have 1 to 30, sacrifice day 31. The second one starts on 31 to 60. Day 61, shave and sacrifice. That's the ideal way to do it. Now it breaks down and we have some leeway. V'im gilach as harishona yom shloshim. Let's say instead of waiting to day 31, you shaved and sacrificed day 30. Right, we remember that we have mitzvah hayom kikulo. Part of the day is like the entirety of the day. So day 30 in the morning, Nazirus is over, shave, sacrifice. Right. Then, migalech hashnia yom shishim. Right. If you did that, then the second Nazirus is over on day 59, because 30 to 59 inclusive is 30 days. And then on day 60, you go ahead, right, it's day 31 of the second set, you bring your sacrifices and shave. V'im gilach yom shishim chasar echad yatzah. And if that case, on day 59, you did the same miktas hayom kekulo, part of the day is like the day for the second set, and then shaved and sacrificed, that also would be okay. Right? Not ideal, not lechatchila, but okay, bidi avad. Right? So that is, you would, on day 30 and 59, you would apply the principle of Mikzas Hayom Kikulo to both sets of Nazirus. V'zo Eidus, hey, Rav Papias, right, that's the testimony that Rav Papias gave him. Mishinazir Shtei Nazirios, somebody had two periods of Nazirus, took upon themselves. She'im Gilach as Harishona Shloshim Yom, that if they went ahead and, right, used that Mikzas Hayom, the part of the day on the first one, and shaved on day 30, then you, right, the second one you're shaving on day 60. And if you went ahead and shaved on day 59, sacrificed, you fulfill your obligation. Because day 30 of the first set counts as day 1 of the second set. So he agrees. It is not ideal, but it certainly would work. And now we have testimony from Rav Papias that indeed it does work. Okay, Mishnah Gimel. All right, now we move to what happens when you blow it. Okay, so you take upon Misha Amar Hareini Nazir. So you say, I am a Nazir, Nitma Yom Shloshim, and then you made it all the way to 30 days, and bam, you hit the corpse. Now you're tummy. You blew it. So the first opinion, Tanakhama, the Mishnah says, Soser es hakol. It's all over. Done. Finished. Start again. Right? You got to go ahead and get yourself purified. Sprinkle day in seven. Got to go to the mikvah and you got to start all over. Rabbi Lezer Omer enyo soser el ha-shiva. So Rabbi Lezer says, no. If this happened on day 39, day 29 out of 30, everyone agrees you're done. Finish, you didn't make it, gone. But Rabbi Lezer says, if it happens on day 30, because you, right, in potentially, you could have brought your sacrifices and shaved in the morning, and your Nazirus would have been over, and then the tumah would not, the impurity, the contact with the corpse would not have, you know, become a problem at all. So Rabbi Lezer says, no, it only ruins 7 days, right? So those 7 days, you have to go ahead and become pure, right, from the contact with the corpse, but doesn't ruin all 30 days. Because in theory, right, in theory, the Nazirus was over. In practice, you didn't shave and sacrificed, but in theory it could have been, and therefore it doesn't ruin the whole Nazirus. Again, on day 29, it certainly would have, because on day 29, even in theory, it wasn't over. It was still, you still need another day. If you said, however, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, I am a Nazir for 30 full days, right? So then everyone agrees, Nitma Yom Shloshim Soser Asakol. If you got, came in contact with a corpse on day 30, because you said, I am a Nazir for 30 days, and you meant clearly 30 full days, so that ruins the whole thing, start from scratch, right? You gotta get your sprinkling from the, Parah Aduma, the red heifer, you gotta go to the mikvah, and then you gotta start again and count 30 days. Mishnah Dalet, right? This gets even worse. Poor guy, or poor woman, right? Whoever the Nazir is. Hareini Nazir Me'ayom. I am a Nazir for 100 days. And Nitma Yom Me'ayom. You flip your 99 days, you were good, and on the 100th day, that corpse just dropped out of the sky and landed in your lap. And Mishnah says, so sir es hakol. All right. You're done. Finished. Just like day 30 before, when you said 30 days is 30 full days, here it's 100 full days, you're done. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Eino Soser Ella Shloshim. Right, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it is only, in that case, you're only Soser, you're only ruined for 30 days. All right, so that has nothing to do with, you could not have brought your sacrifices. It wasn't in theory over. The Gemara in Nazir actually has a limud from a pasuk. It learns out from a pasuk of Vizot Tarat HaNazir B'yom Mela'ot Yemei Nizro. Right, this is the Torah, the Nazir, when his Nazirus is fulfilled. And from there they learn that if you become impure on the day it is ending, you get another period of Nazirus, but only 30 days. So that's a specific limud, a specific learning that Rabbi Eliezer has, that only ruins 30 days and not the entirety. Now, obviously, if your Nazirus is only 30 days, so you're in trouble. But if it's more than that, you've only ruined, you only have to redo one period of Nazirus. Standard is 30 days. So what if Nitma Yomea Ve'echad? So now you became impure on day 101. Now 101, certainly you could have brought your sacrifices and shaved, but you became impure before you went ahead and did that. So the Chachamim say Sosa Shloshim Yom. They, and the Kahati explains that they have a gzeira, they have a decree that because we're afraid that people will get confused between the day 100 and 101. If you become impure on 101, you'll become, right, it'll ruin the Nazirus just like day 100. There shouldn't be confusion. People shouldn't think, well, on day 101 it didn't, you know, ruin it, so day 100 it won't. So we'll mess you up on day 101 as well. But because we're nice to you, we don't want to ruin the whole 100 days, we'll just give you another 30 days. Sosa Shloshim Yom, the kind of rabbinic, you know, penalty is the wrong word, but the rabbinic takana, the edict that is put into place, the gzeira. So you shouldn't confuse day 100 and 101 is just 30 days. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer Eino Soser Ela Shiva. Rabbi Eliezer, who says before that once you could have brought the sacrifice, it is if you had. So he says you just have to wait the 7 days and then you go ahead and bring the sacrifices. He's consistent, Mishnah 3 and Mishnah 4. Mishnah Hey, right, fascinating case. Sometimes it's hard to wonder, right, what people would be thinking, unless the Mishnah clearly is just giving us cases, to test the boundaries of Nazirus and the Halachos. Mishnah Nazar Vehu Beves Akvaros. So you're standing in the middle of the cemetery. You're surrounded by graves. You're as impure as you're going to be in a cemetery, which is pretty impure. So you say, I'm going to be a Nazir, which is fantastic, except you're standing in the middle of the cemetery. How could you be a Nazir when you're going to become impure? So Afilu Hayasham Shloshim Yom, even if you stood there for 30 days, which, again, strange place to be for 30 days. Ain olin lo min aminyan, vein emoivin korban tuma. Right, they don't count for, obviously don't count for 30 days of Nazirus, but you don't have to bring a korban tuma, a sacrifice that you would bring if you messed up your nazirus and you became tummy, became impure, you bring a sacrifice. In the general case. In this case, the days don't count, nor do you bring a sacrifice for being impure. And that the reason that Kahati explains is that Nazirus has to start in a place of purity of Tahor. You can only accept upon yourself Nazirus when you are Tahor. Right? And not drinking wine, and, not in the middle, I guess not in the middle of a haircut, but then you can obviously stop. Those activities you can stop, as opposed to the impurity, which you can't simply stop. You have to go through a process. But you have to be, therefore, you have to be Tahor, you have to be pure when you accept upon yourself the Nazirus. And therefore, it just doesn't work until you get yourself pure. But therefore, those 30 days don't count because you're not pure. And you don't bring a korban tumah because the Nazirus has not yet started. Yatsa v'nichnas, but if you walk out and then come back, olalo minaminyan, it may be korban tumah, right? Then it counts for your days. I mean, you started the Nazirus because you walked out, and then you came back. Right? Then you came back into the cemetery, and bam, you get a korban tumah. Because you're now retumming. Rabbi Lazar Omer lo bo bayom. So Rabbi Lazar says, no, but it can't be the same day, the first day of Nazirus. Right? Rabbi Elazar here also has a limud, has a learning out from the verse. Shnemar v'hayamim harishonim yiplu. The first days will fall, right, of the Nazirus if you mess it up. Right? From there they see, ad shehiyu lo yamim rishonim. You actually have to have first days. It has to be at least a day of Nazirus before you bring that sacrifice for messing it up. If it happens on the first day, you haven't even had a day. There were no first days to ruin in order to get you to sacrifice. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join us tomorrow.